Close your eyes, killradio.org. That was the James Holden dub mix of Come To Me by Thompson. And I had this idea that came to me. I don't know about you when your ideas come to you, but oftentimes my ideas come to me while I'm in the shower. Maybe it's because I'm only really not thinking about much other than washing my body, and I know where my body is. It's right here, and I know what to do, and I've done it a million times. But I thought of how I use, and I would assume we do as well, we use these kind of words that are extreme concept words. They're not extreme, is not the right word. That word is so overused. They're words that are very much black and white kind of words, like ugly and beautiful, expensive or cheap, nice or mean, sick or well, good or bad. And I realize, the way this came to me is I realized that this was all these types of words, when I use them, keep me limited, keep me stuck in what I believe I can do or can't do. I think I was thinking of, in the area of prosperity and abundance and wealth, that if I start thinking of things as expensive or cheap, then I'm putting a value on it that I can't help but relate to it in a way that places me in a certain part of that concept. So in other words, I lock myself into only a certain way of believing about something being expensive or something being inexpensive. And if anything we learn in our own spiritual unfoldment is that ultimately there is nothing hard or easy to the divine. It all just is. It is our own limited thinking, perhaps, to need to describe something in a certain way that puts a glass ceiling over it, even if it is something like expensive or something like cheap. So I was thinking, I don't need to think of things as being expensive nor cheap anymore. They just are what they are. And if something is truly something that I wish to have or wish to express or create in my life, then I need to move beyond placing it in my own mind in ways that sometimes would describe it almost as if it is out of reach, or in other ways as if it is below me. I hope I'm making sense, because I'm kind of just putting this all together now out loud with you after just thinking about it and in the shower and then all the way over here today. So that has nothing to do with today's show, but I thought it would be a great place to kind of begin from. I guess it's related in some ways in terms of, like, we've been talking in the past couple weeks about relationships and love and our relationships really being just a form that we get to express our love into. And so sometimes maybe when we relate to others, when we meet someone new, we may think them as being more beautiful or less beautiful than ourselves, and so we may think they are out of our reach or not. So it's funny because it does ultimately create these glass barriers around us that keep us from simply expressing love or happiness or peace. So that is what we have in store today. We'll be hearing from Hidden Agenda. We'll be hearing from A Tribe Called Quest, Philip Glass. Who else? Harry Warren and Los Panchos. You are listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
school him. In any station, lay down on the side, run free. Thank you, I remember Sunny. The park is complete all the way. Couple reasons to describe and listen. All the young men in direction, a bit disimperfect. The man with the lady grabbed the other by the neck. Demanded apology and also respect. Beta grab and smack. Just laugh at the laugh. He felt in for that gun like a fool to anyone. Always stories from the naked city. Still twilight zone, your brain. I see you there. Gotta make a move, got friends. Don't be born. You know that I just need to flow on the team. Don't slow down and continue and to avoid friction.
Man, take it all now that you're on my soul. Tell a brother what to do.
KillRadio.org. That was A Tribe Called Quest with the Groove Armada acoustic mix of Description of a Fool. That we heard song that I just adore. It's from a while ago now. It's from almost 10 years ago. It's called The Flute Tune. It's by an artist by the name of Hidden Agenda. Big in the whole Goldie drum and bass scene. And we're back. So, what is it that is next for us? And I think with anything, it keeps coming back to me. What we get to really bring forth in life is what we're holding back from expressing. It's not that we have to gain anything more. We've come into this world perfect, whole, complete, and enlightened. But based on where our culture is at, our society is at, we move away. We have moved away from our authentic self. That expression that we would call our innocence. And somehow we think that we have lost it because we have learned things about the world, or perhaps we've done things that somehow take that away. Well, it is not lost. I would say that innocence is our authentic self. That ability to simply be. I have shared this already before. I'm going to share it again. It's from a book by Don Miguel Ruiz. This book is called The Voice of Knowledge. If you've heard of him before, it's probably because you've heard of his other book, The Four Agreements, which was a international bestseller. So I'd like to read this one part from chapter 3 in The Voice of Knowledge. And it really talks about the authentic self, that innocent self, that being that is still present within us, but we have perhaps pushed it back, maybe into the attic of our mind. I remember when I was a child, I was so free. It was wonderful to be a child. I remember that I learned to walk before I learned to talk. I was like a little sponge trying to learn everything. I also remember the way I used to be before I learned to speak. As a little child, I was completely authentic. I never pretended to be what I am not. My tendency was to play, to explore, to be happy. My emotions ruled everything. I only wanted to do what I liked to do, and I tried to avoid what I didn't like. All of my attention was focused on what I was feeling, and I could perceive the emotions coming out of other people. We can call it instinct if we want to, but it was kind of a perception. Some people I would run to because I trusted them. I wouldn't get close to others because I felt uncomfortable. I had many emotions that I couldn't explain because I didn't have words, of course. I remember waking up, seeing my mother's face, and feeling overwhelmed with a desire to grab her. I didn't know that this emotion was called love. It was completely natural to love. I felt the same way about my toys and about the cat and the dog too. I remember seeing my father come back from work and running to him and jumping on him with so much joy, with a big and beautiful smile, completely authentic. I could be naked and I didn't care what people thought. I used to be myself, whatever I was, because I didn't have knowledge. I didn't have a program in my head. I didn't know what I was, and I didn't care to know, just as a dog doesn't know that it's a dog, but it acts like a dog, barks like a dog. Well, I used to be like that. I lived my life through my integrity. This was my true nature before I learned to speak. So what happens is we come into this world already our authentic selves. And then what proceeds next often is the various degrees of knowledge, and we become overrun with that. In a sense, that pulls us away from our authentic self. Now, I'm not in any way implying here that what we have to do is go back to that place before we had knowledge. Because obviously, there's so much, if we looked at the knowledgeable life, all that we've gained by what we know, that we would not want to give up either. So it is this opportunity that we have before us, perhaps forever, is to always express the authentic self, to reconcile that with our knowledgeable self, so that we aren't negating one or the other, but we're blending them together so we are fully expressing the truth of our being. You can see how, on one hand, through all the knowledge that we've gained and what we have chosen to believe, that we've also invited much suffering into our lives. And likewise, before we had knowledge, before we learned to speak, there was so much we enjoyed, but we were also very much dependent. So it is this blending of the child within with the parent within, with the divine within, to blend all of that so we are expressing our authentic self, our innocence. We are expressing ourselves from integrity, trust, and love. without needing to negate anything nor uplift anything. It all just is. I love when he describes, just as a dog doesn't know that it's a dog, but it acts like a dog, barks like a dog. With our knowledge, we have forgotten that authentic aspect of ourselves that many parts of our culture, or many times you hear it made fun of or negated or cheapened, discounted. That this is a tough world. We can't be like children in this world. We can't be vulnerable in this world. Or God forbid, if you're honest in this world. And I guess all that is right, continue perpetuating the world in the way it looks now. So all of that has added up to this result that we have now. So I wonder, I really don't wonder, it's just my polite way of saying, I know, I know that if we were to embrace the authentic self and to allow ourselves to embrace by it, to express that, even just a baby step in that direction, life would open up to us in a new way. Experiences would open up to us in a new way. Opportunities, people, all would be renewed, for we would have renewed ourselves. So don't you think that this could be a wonderful place to begin when we look at how we relate to one another, when we look at our expression of love and how relationships give it form? I'm really speaking to myself right now because I see how I hold myself back, or I feel like I have to be a certain way, and I see where it doesn't work anymore. So it gives us the opportunity to experiment, to try things anew. Close your eyes, killradio.org. Close your eyes, killradio.org. I wish I knew the name of that song. It's in Japanese, and so I don't know it. I know that the artist is Naruto Gaikyo, and that is a form of Japanese music, if you don't already know this, called Enka. It's basically, it's kind of a, you can kind of see, it's kind of a cross between westernized, kind of, westernized kind of old style of music with traditional, very much the traditional kind of Japanese sound, and it's obviously very popular with the elderly generation versus youngins. Except I happen to love it, but then I'm a sucker for basically what I like to call grandma music across the board, whether it's Mexican or Japanese or heck, American. I love all that stuff. It's not the only stuff I listen to. I'm not one of those weirdos who only listens to stuff from 1947 to, you know, 1970. No. Obviously, with this show, you've learned that. Before that, we heard Philip Glass with a song called Opening. That was actually from the KCRW Rare and Air Volume 2, if you cared at all. And speaking of KCRW, why don't I just mention now, get this out of the way. Those of you who know this, and those of you who don't are going to know this, that killradio.org is a non-profit, non-commercial, and really kind of, I hate to admit it in some ways because I hate the term anti, so I won't use it. I'll put it in a new way. We are a leading voice in giving, opening the freedom of this technology called internet radio to everyone, to those that perhaps the corporate media would not give a chance to. That is what we're about. If you'd like to find out more, please go to killradio.org/aboutus. One word, A-B-O-U-T-U-S. You could also just go to killradio.org and click on the link that says About Us. And you'll find out what we're about, our mission statement. And since we are nonprofit and non-commercial, and in fact, we do make this station run on very little, you would be surprised. I still am, and I've been here over 2 years now. If you are in any way inclined to support all that it is that we do, and there are so many shows here, that you can easily make a donation through PayPal. Our PayPal link, our PayPal account is kr-finance@gmail.com. kr-finance@gmail.com. The links are also on our website. I don't know if they're the new, that's a new account that we have with PayPal. I don't know if that will go to the old one or what, but kr-finance@gmail.com. If you remember that, if you have a PayPal account already, that's great. If not, you can always send a donation through our fiscal sponsor. I should say corporate sponsor. God, I'm so programmed. Our fiscal sponsor. Our fiscal sponsor is a group called Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs. And if you go to the About Us link, killradio.org/aboutus, one word, you'll see how you can make a donation via check or money order there. So I want to thank you even just to consider supporting us. Notate in your donation you know, that it is a donation and what show you listen to so that we all can kind of track it. We get stuff from names and we just go, well, who's this from? Because this is also how all of us pay our dues. We're all volunteers here, and we support the station through our dues, and we use PayPal as well. So if they don't recognize the name, they're going to be like, who's this? So just give a quick description about who you are and what it is that how you found out about making the donation. So anyway, let's get back to the moment in hand with the remaining time we have in this set. You know, I was thinking during the music that relations aren't really something to have. Making it something to have adds kind of a consciousness or an attitude of lack or poverty. So relationships aren't really something to have. They are simply a means for us to express our authentic selves. And what can only be but integrally involved or integrally used within our very being is our expression and receptivity to love. So as we express that, as we give it, with our own expression of beauty and wisdom, then relationships give that a form. And ultimately, what happens is relationships are truly holy work, for they are a means to see where we are perhaps holding ourselves back from expressing the self, holding ourselves back from expressing our authentic self. So we get to be that expression. And I'm kind of I'm kind of talking about, again, concepts that I've already shared with you from Conversations with God, Chapter 8. It's the Conversation with God, Book 1, Chapter 8 is really a very famous and popular chapter because it's about relationships, and it's so It so awakens the mind and heart. And so let me just kind of share some of it, and we'll go from there. The author asks, Neil Donald Walsh asks, when will I learn enough about relationships to be able to have them go smoothly? Is there a way to be happy in relationships? Must they be constantly challenging? And the reply is, you have nothing to learn about relationships. You have only to demonstrate what you already know. There is a way to be happy in relationships, and that is to use relationships for their intended purpose, not the purpose you have designed. Relationships are constantly challenging, constantly calling you to create, express, and experience higher and higher aspects of yourself, grander and grander visions of yourself, ever more magnificent versions of yourself. Nowhere can you do this more immediately, impactfully, and immaculately than in relationships. In fact, without relationships, you cannot do it at all. So I like this. When I think about all my relationships, whether they be friends, coworkers, family, or even the real down and deep ones, the romantic ones, the intimate ones, where have I learned the most more quickly? Where have I kind of been bopped on the head, so to speak, with an awakening or an epiphany, or like, oh my God, what am I doing? Or have a breakthrough that I wouldn't have had normally. They, in fact, shove us towards our enlightenment, it seems sometimes, with little to no tact, with little to no gentleness. We are, in relationships, we are constantly shoved forward. And one thing I have learned is when we keep having patterns in life, it's because we're doing things the same way. Relationships give us an opportunity to break free from doing things the same way. So dating is great because it gives one an opportunity to experiment. Heck, relationships are great because you can experiment in those too. Especially if you are already in a very established, loving relationship, no matter with who. If you approach something that keeps coming up, let's say it's a certain argument or a certain way of arguing. If it's up in a new way, then there's an opportunity to discover something. What we often do is we settle and we stay doing things the same way. And then we wonder why our life keeps repeating itself, just with different people. So we're acting out the same play, just different cast each time. So approach each relationship as the holy work that it is, as the means that it is for all of us to look at who we are, to expand upon our understanding of who we are, to touch upon our potential, and to let it come through. We come from that place. I think we stop riding that roller coaster of relationships holding on. We put our hands above our head because we're willing to take the ride. We know that we are safe, and we are embracing the opportunity to explore, to discover, to renew. You're listening to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. I'm so glad Ben's back to the show. This is Ben is one of my favorite bands, and their music just seems to be so great for the show. Their last album, Ariel's, I think I played every single song, one a week, and that took about 3 months. So now they have a new album, and that was a song called Exercise 7. They seem to have a thing with, from the very first album, it was Exercise 1 and 2, and then there's a song on the next one, 3 and 4, and now they're up to 7. So anyway, that was Bent from a new album called Intercept. And they're kind of an interesting act to explain. It's kind of eclectic, postmodern, easy listening, but then it's weird. And that's the best way to put it. So that was Ben with a song called Exercise 7 from a new album called Intercept. Before that, we heard Jori Hulkonen featuring Jerry Valuri on vocals. It was the 12-inch dub mix of Low Fiction. And we are back. And I'd like to really kind of, beyond just this kind of tangible human way we approach love, let's look at it really as an energy. And there's this great description of love in a really comprehensive book on metaphysics and spirituality called The Science of Mind by Dr. Ernest Holmes, and I'd like to share that with you. It says, love is the self-givingness of the spirit through the desire of life to express itself in terms of creation. Ralph Waldo Emerson tells us that love is a synonym for God. We are also told in the New Testament that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Love is free from condemnation, even as it is free from fear. Love is a cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible. And so it is a means that we express our oneness with the divine, being that we are created in the image and likeness of spirit. We allow it through us and as us to the degree that we are willing to let it. So it is with this that we see that love is interchangeable with God, which is interchangeable with life. They are all ultimately synonyms of each other. So as we express love, as we give it and receive it, we also reflect the divine through us and as us. So when it's said in the definition, love is free from condemnation as it is free from fear, when we are living in that space of love, when we are truly embodying it, expressing it, receiving it, embracing it, and being embraced by it, then there is no ability to go lower in vibration or to go lower in our understanding or expression to things, petty things, primitive ways of expressing oneself like condemnation or fear. And when it says love is a cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible, if you really look at this world and how much it gives us, we take it so much for granted, all that this world gives us, just the physical world. I've said this a million times on the show, but I'm going to say it again, 1,000,001. Okay, here goes. We have more than enough air to breathe. I can breathe in all that I need, all that I want, and I'm not going to cause you to asphyxiate, to not have enough. Just as the sun just happens to be at the right distance from this planet, from where we reside, so that not only does it warm the planet, but somehow, when you mix water and dirt and a seed, it creates plants to grow, food to grow. I mean, does that make any sense at all? In the human mind, no. But somehow, there is some sort of force that comes into play when you mix dirt, a seed, water, and sunlight. I mean, anyway, I don't want to say think about it because then it just sounds like it just cheapens it, but you can see that there is such a cosmic force of love in the natural expression of this world, irregardless of how we're living in it. Regardless of the wars that may be happening or that are happening throughout the world, all the cruelties of the world, the flowers still bloom. There is still more than enough air to breathe. The sun still shines. It returns the next day. And then our own physical bodies themselves, my goodness, so much of it that we take for granted. They do so much for us with little to no management on our part. Cut your finger, cut yourself. It begins to heal itself immediately. When we eat food, the body digests it, assimilates it, and eliminates what it doesn't need without us telling it how to do it. In fact, our lungs and our heart do their work, do their job, their jobs, whether we're conscious of it or not, whether we're awake or not. We don't have to keep consciously thinking about breathing, thinking about expanding the lungs, pushing the air out, or making sure the heart beats. And not only that it just beats, that it beats at the right time and pace. So we have been given so much, unconditionally. We didn't have to prove ourselves. And that's what's so sad, ultimately, and so frustrating, ultimately, is that there are many people in the world who believe in a God that is very conditional, that in the face of all of this, that somehow we're not good enough. Well, we are good enough. We are great enough. And it is with this in mind that we have been given so much without needing to even acknowledge it or to be concerned with it, that we are here to express ourselves, to truly thrive. And in this thing called relationships, we are here to embody that cosmic force of love. In whatever way that we wish to, it is ours to express, ours to know, ours to receive. And it is unlimited. It is more than even our current understanding of it. That's what I think is so great. We think that this is all that there is. That this is it. And this is not it. Through no fault of our own, we may believe that this is it, but it's not. There is more for us. There is always the opportunity to renew, to expand, to grow, to evolve. And that ultimately, that is what this is all about. If we were not meant to evolve, then we'd still be in the sandbox right now playing, although that does sound quite wonderful at times. So I say all of this so that we approach life in this way. We really are afraid of change in our culture right now. But if we truly did not change, we would become despondent. We would become truly bored. And so we are truly meant to evolve, to change. Even in our relationships, even in our expression of life, even in our capacity to express love and to receive it. So we will touch upon this when we have the meditation at the end of the show. But right here and right now, let us be willing to change. Let us be willing to give that which we are and that which we have always been, and to discover whatever it is that is more than this moment. Close your eyes. KillRadio.org. Thank you.
for three or four. Around a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store.
She was selling
china, and when she made those lines,
I kept buying
china until the crowd got wide. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
That was Los Panchos, song called Lo Dudo, I Doubt It, I Doubt. And then before that, we heard Harry Warren with I Found a $1 million Baby. My pronunciation. I Found a $1 million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Rather than a 5 and dime store. I don't know if you've seen, what movie was that that I first heard Lo Dudo with? It was, I think it was The Law of Desire, Pedro Almodovar. It's with Antonio Banderas before he was even known at all here in the United States. And it ends with that song, this crazy ending. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sharing that at all. So, when we understand that our relationships are an opportunity that we can come to know ourselves or even exist. Then we will see each one as a blessing. For we can only know what we are in relation to everyone else. In a sense, we can only know what we are in relation to that which we are not. That's why experimenting is so good. In